Well, National Party Deputy Leader Paula Bennett's suggestion that serious criminals and gangs should have fewer human rights has been labelled troubling and sinister. The National Party Deputy Leader and Police Spokesperson Paula Bennett announced plans to give police the power to search cars and houses of the most serious criminal gang members for firearms at any time. It will be part of the so-called $82 million package to clamp down on organised crime and drug dealers. Her comments have drawn condemnation from Jared Gilbert, a sociologist who studied gangs, and joins me now. Good morning, and thanks for your time.
Hey, Chris. Always enjoy speaking with you, mate.
You as well. On the face of it, it sounds like something that'll probably win votes, but you say this is dangerous. Why is that?
It will win votes because these... talking tough on the gangs always has. And this, you know, it's really hard, isn't it, to have some firm commentary against the current government when it's in an election time, because it looks like you're sort of choosing sides. But, I mean, look, for all of the rhetoric around gangs on the hustings done by National, I could find an equal amount done by Labor. So this isn't about picking sides, it's just about calling idiocy. And the reason why I'm troubled by this particular one, though, and why I just haven't rolled my eyes as I sort of tend to when the gangs come up on the hustings, is that when you're starting to talk about removing human rights from people, that is a step that should pique everybody's interest. And in fact, to so casually believe that that's an okay thing to do ought draw swift condemnation and widespread condemnation, and I must admit, I'm quite pleased to see that. Largely, that's what's occurred.
What is so? I mean, you're right. It's so easy to go, yay, the government wants to clamp down on gangs and organised crimes. But you say what is being proposed here is a breach of Bill of Rights Act of New Zealand. Outline for that for me. Is it because what they're essentially saying is no warrant will be required? Not only will you be able to so-called go into a gang house, but what if police get it wrong?
Yeah, well, look, and at the moment, police have the right to search premises if they've got reasonable cause to suspect a crime's been committed. So in certain circumstances, they can. Now, why I don't have a concern with that law is it's equally applied, Chris, to you, me, Johnny down the street, someone we don't like, someone we do like. But what this law is saying, the proposed law is saying, is that we're going to single out certain individuals and say that the police can target them in ways that we would deem utterly outrageous if it was targeted at any other group other than gangs. So at this point, people go, well, it's only the gang, so who cares? Well, we all ought to care. Because we're never challenged on rights-based issues on easy cases. We're always challenged on the hard ones, and that's when we've got to show our resolve and say, hang on a second, human rights are universal, and they apply to all of us. Why? Because if we start pointing the finger at some people we don't like, at a certain point, someone might point that finger back. And so we should be very, very mindful of this, very mindful of it.
The other thing I know that was pointed out in the media as well, that if police get it wrong, or, I mean, how do we know where they will draw the line? They may want to target perhaps the family members or associates of gangs, extended family members, and get it completely wrong. So where would police actually draw the line? That's the danger that you have as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. And you know, police intel hasn't always been that sharp, Chris. You may recall a while back they banned me from getting data because they said that I was because of my gang associations, which of course are all entirely professional.
And it was quite convenient for them to say that, wasn't it? It suited them.
But in fairness, when they sort of realised their error, they apologised and all went back to how it ought to be. But, you know, to give police this type of power in any sense should raise some concerns. But to do it with a flippant disregard for human rights is well overstepping the mark. And of course, if we're prepared to do this, if Paula Bennett is prepared to do this now under fairly sober circumstances, then one has some concerns when the rubber really hits the road and say, you know, there's a terrorist attack or something where we're really put under pressure. Where will she turn to then? How easily will she be prepared to erode human rights under those circumstances if she's prepared to do it now? I think it's entirely appropriate that the public pauses, says, hang on a second, this is just a step too far. This has gone beyond just beating up the gangs during election campaign. This has actually stepped into territory altogether more dangerous. And I think if people, if people's initial response wasn't to do that, wasn't to push back, I just suspect they haven't quite thought hard enough. And I'll be interested to know, have you taken calls on this today, Chris? Where's the public mood at it? Your finger's always on the pulse.
From the emails I'm getting now, they're saying it seems like a bridge too far. I have three emails in so far on this issue.
Oh, well, that speaks to the wisdom of your audience. I'm really heartened to hear that, actually. No one's supporting the gangs here. No one's saying that we shouldn't get tough on the gangs. But, you know, there's appropriate ways and means of doing that.
I'm thinking then you'll probably agree with the Chief Human Rights Commissioner, who said the suggestion that different people have different human rights was patently at odds with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Yeah, the thing is, this isn't... I haven't had to reach deep into my great intellect here, Chris, to come up with these ideas. This is pretty straightforward stuff. And I'm, you know, Andrew Geddes, who I'm unsure if you're familiar with, he's a legal academic, has written a very brilliant piece on this today as well. For those who are familiar with the importance of rights and those familiar with legislation protecting them, no one's coming out to say that this wasn't stepping into very dangerous territory.
Sounds like it to me. Sociologist Jared Gilbert, thanks so much for your time this morning. Always nice to speak with you.